where we had a very strong storm system, a very amplified jet stream. Now, that is common for this time of year during the winter. What's not common in January is to have 65-degree temperatures, dew points pushing up to 60 degrees. It was very warm and humid out there across central Illinois, and with very cold upper-level temperatures. I'm talking as you head into the mid-levels of the atmosphere, up where our commercial airliners fly, we had bitterly cold temperatures. Forecast models on Tuesday morning showed surface winds out of the southwest across central Illinois. But what we really saw happen during the early to mid-afternoon hours was those surface winds turned out of the southeast. That slight shift from southwest to southeasterly really increased the low-level shear in the lower levels of the atmosphere. We generated thunderstorms that began to rotate and in some cases produced a few tornadoes.
So I know we are all thinking about winter. So if you are, you know, out there and you're hearing about the tornado warnings, but you're on the road and it has already gotten dark because it's after 5 p.m., what should people do?
You want to make sure that you're listening to a local radio station, especially if you are in the car, if you're traveling on the interstates. That will really help you understand where the tornadoes are in relation to you. And as storms begin to approach, it might just be a good idea to pull off, maybe stop at a truck stop or a rest area, somewhere where there's not just a sturdy shelter available, but so that you're not driving in the heavy rain and blinding lightning. It becomes very difficult to see. Your risk for hydroplaning increases during the when we've got water, you know, on the roadway. So you just it's a good idea to pull over and let the storms pass, especially in the nighttime here in the winter months.
So for people who don't track the weather as closely as you do, is it unusual to have these kind of severe storms sometimes in the winter?
It's unusual, but it's not impossible. If you go back to December 1st, 2018, that now stands as the third largest tornado outbreak in Illinois state history, the largest single day tornado outbreak with 29 tornadoes reported across the state of Illinois. You go back to December 10th, 2021. Devastating outbreak of tornadoes across portions of Illinois into Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And then here we go, January 3rd, we've got multiple tornadoes across central Illinois, at least one of which doing damage. So it is rare to get severe weather in the winter months. But here in Illinois, we kind of live on that dividing line where, yes, sometimes we get bitterly cold temperatures like we saw 2 weeks ago. But yes, we can also sometimes tap into the warm sector of these storm systems, which is what we did on January 3rd. There was heavy snow, winter storm conditions well off to the north across portions of Nebraska, into the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The storm system took a little bit further of a north track, though. So we went into the warm sector that allowed those temperatures to warm into the mid-60s, allow the dew points to climb up to 60 degrees, and that, again, set the stage for severe weather across central Illinois. So again, rare, not impossible, and not impossible that this could happen again as we head through the rest of January, February, and March. It's likely we'll have more cold days than not, but it's just something that, you know, we can't always put severe weather completely out of the back of our minds here in central Illinois. Even in the winter months, even when it's 10 below, this could be 2 weeks off into the future.